Hi everyone, this is Heather Poduska and I am so excited for today's call because we're going to be working on crafting your signature system. This may be a new idea or concept for some of you, the idea of creating a signature system, and you might be thinking, what the heck is a signature system? So we're going to talk about that today and why it's so useful to have a signature system in your business. It really is a branded program that is unique to the way that you do business. It's the way that you deliver your products and services. And we're going to talk about it and construct a signature system today because it's something you can use as a program, as a package in and of itself, and it's something that you can use as the trunk of your product and service suites so that you have branches going off of it in other programs. And you're going to understand more about what I'm saying as we move along. So we're going to just dig in. You know, one of the things about a signature system, it is a system. So have you ever noticed how much easier life is when you have a system to follow? People love systems because it takes the guesswork out of things. You know, if you ever read something online that you're buying and it says a step-by-step, easy-to-follow process, that people love that. We love that because we like to be guided. So your clients will love your signature system because they're not stuck trying to figure out what to do first, what to do next, what to do last. It keeps them on track. It keeps you on track. And even this program that we're going through step by step, when you build your brand, that is a system as well because you start with your point of view, then you go for your niche and your target audience. It's a kind of a system. And doing things in that process helps people learn better. They can retain information more. It's just a really great way to present your services. You've basically supplied them with the recipe for success. Going through your signature system will give them a specific outcome. So having a signature system also establishes you as an expert. Do you remember when we were talking about creating your bio and you can say, my name is Susan Smith and I am the creator of the Lose 20 Pounds in 20 Weeks. I mean, that's not a very good title, but you know, I am the creator of Find the Love of Your Life 7-week boot camp. You know, whatever it is. When you say I'm the creator of, you're established as the expert. So you're going to have your signature system, and I have a signature system that's called Close Any Room. I'm the creator of Close Any Room, how to add thousands of dollars to your monthly income using signature talks. So it sets you up as the expert, and you can lead your clients with confidence knowing they're going to get better, faster results following your program than they would trying to piece things together on their own. You're going to get better results for them, which is going to fuel your funnel. More people will come to you if you are known for getting results. You'll also be distinguished in your field as your system will be unique to you and your point of view. Now, don't worry that you're not going to have enough material or that you're not in or if you're not in a creative field. Almost any service provider can develop a system. Or have a signature product, right? If you're in a product suite. But today we're going to be talking about a service-based signature system. You simply put into steps what you already do with the people you serve, and you have a system. The most important thing to remember when crafting your signature system is to start with the end in mind. Before you even begin filling in the actual steps of your system, you need to be really clear about whom the system is specifically designed for whom it's designed, right? What needs are being addressed? What specific results will they get? And any tangible takeaways they'll receive throughout the process. So you really have to think about why you're creating this system. What is the big result that people are going to get going through the system? Right? Are they going to lose weight? Are they going to make more money? Are they going to be healthier? Are they going to have more ease in some part of their life? Are they going to be happier? Whatever that is, you need to think about what the result is that your system is going to provide. In order to effectively state what the results and benefits of your program are, you must start with knowing what your client's greatest needs and concerns are. So I told you you know, close any room, how to add thousands of dollars to your monthly income through signature talks, my clients want to make more money from the stage. That if they're speakers, they want to know, how can I make more money? Or even if they're not speakers and they want to become speakers, how can I easily and repeatably bring more money into my business in a leveraged way, right? So those are, they want more money, they want more clients, they want more visibility. So here are some important questions to think about. What is your ideal client's greatest challenge right now? What do they need most to resolve this problem or fill a desire, this desire right now? What do they need right now to fix this? And what solution do I offer to address these needs? So in some ways, answering this question should be easy because we've talked about this already. What is your client's greatest desire? Before we go any further, I want to say one thing about your signature system. It's a piece of your business model. It is not necessarily your entire business model. It could be your entire business model if you're starting out, right? It might be the one product or a service that you start with and that you build on. And we're going to talk about later how you can take this and divide it into different programs. But the one thing that I frankly found very confusing about doing a signature system when I started out was I had lots of different things that I offered and I couldn't cram them all into one system. As you move forward in your business, as your business grows, and if you have more than one audience, you will eventually develop more than one signature system. It's a signature system with a specific result. So you might have, so in my business, I have a beauty boot camp that I take people through. That has a very different result, benefit, or solution than my speak from the stage system. And I've been in business a little while and have those sort of two arms of my business. So, you know, you can see how you might need to create more than one. But going through what we're going through today is a repeatable process. So once you do it for one set of results that you want to deliver in your business, you can just repeat this for something else. And then at a, you know, at a different point, see how these things fit together in your whole entire business model. Okay. We are going to use your answers to the questions that we talked about before about your client's greatest needs to craft a system that's specifically designed and positioned to be highly attractive to your target audience. So we're going to do some of the background questions first to really think about this before we start filling it in. All right, identifying your signature system. For whom is your system created? What is your ideal client? Who is your ideal client, right? What target audience is this for? For example, if I had a system, the Clear Voice branding system is for entrepreneurs who want to attract more of their ideal clients, stand out as industry leaders, and make more money in their business. And when I take through the people through that system, they get clear on their messaging and they get clear on their signature system, right? I mean, as we're doing it now. So this is really about your target audience and what they want. And then the next question is what something that we've already been talking about. What specific needs or challenges are being addressed in this system? This system helps entrepreneurs who struggle know how to communicate their value and understand how to package and market their services. So right now we are working on a system, right? In the fact that you are putting together a signature system is a piece of learning how to package and market your services. So what challenges are being addressed if you're a health coach? How to make meals, how to do portions, how to exercise in a way that's going to burn fat effectively without injury, how to live a less stressful life so that you can get rid of cortisol or, you know, limit cortisol in your body, right? So those are the challenges, and that's what's going to be addressed, those needs. Or another example is the challenge might be how to communicate effectively, how to read someone with a first impression so that you know if they're safe or not to if you're doing some kind of self-defense, right? So those would be specific challenges. All right, what specific results are they going to get from going through your system? What are they going to learn? If you're a health coach, your clients might lose weight, reduce their cravings for sugar, have more energy, look younger, right? Those are the specific results. Then what tangibles will they get? So these are handouts, templates, recordings, really the collateral. What are the tangibles they get? So my health coaching clients get a weight tracking system, a 6-month meal planning template, access to over 100 recipes, and weekly videos on specific exercises. You're going to want to lay out what is it that they get. And any bonuses, right? Extra bonuses that they get as a part of your signature system. Okay. The next thing is, what are the fringe benefits they're going to get through going through the system? For example, story writing clients get a greater sense of self-awareness and develop more confidence when they're speaking to others about their system. Are they going to feel, these are the softer results, right? So if I was an entrepreneur and I wanted to make more money in my business, like a hard result would be, I'm going to make more money, I'm going to have more clients, I'm going to make more profit, I'm going to build my tribe. And a softer fringe benefit would be maybe that I have more clarity, that I have more ease in my work. Those kinds, I feel more confident, I'm happier. And you can argue whether those are fringe benefits or core benefits or not, but it depends on your audience. So any fringe benefits. I like to call those feel-good benefits. Okay. So now we're going to go through the brass tacks of putting your system together. And this is the way that I do it, and there are lots of ways to come at it, but this is a way of doing it. Now that you've identified your clients' issues and your solutions, you need to list the steps you actually go through when you work with clients. Start with the very first thing you do and work sequentially. If you don't already follow any specific order, you can just brainstorm all the different services and functions that you offer or you'd like to offer. The big thing really here is to get them down on paper. So this section, you're just going to brainstorm the steps that you take people through. I mean, if you've been in business a while, you probably already have a system that you go through or a process, right? And putting them in order is going to be a piece of cake because it might make a lot of sense in the way that you do it. But sometimes you have things that you do, you're not sure how they fit together. If you have a coaching program, you've never done a system before, you might kind of just meet the client where they are and do things out of order that you would do if you were doing a program or a class. So this is for you to brainstorm. Just put down anything that you think of that you take clients through, any process. And you want to try to get it to 10 steps or less, right? A signature system is not a 25-step system. It's usually 10 or fewer steps, right? You wouldn't read 35 easy steps to losing weight and feeling great. People are like, what? 25, 35 steps? That's too many steps. So you want to try to get it to 10 or fewer steps. And once you write down and you brainstorm all the different pieces, if you have more than 10 or if you have a lot more than 10, you can go back and group things together, right? So even putting things together like, you know, in my programs, sometimes I separate niche and target audience and sometimes they go together. Sometimes I could possibly put niche and story together, maybe. You know, it depends. There are different pieces that can go together and some that makes sense that they have to be separate. But you can play with it and see what works when you have it together. If you have stuff, if you've put it in order to get to that specific result and you still have steps left over that you don't know how to fit into the program, you can offer those things as bonuses, right? If you... But for me, if I was doing a strict business building program, I might not put a step in there about image. I might, like in my Close Any Room, one of my bonuses has to do with how to create a killer image on stage, right? So it's something that I do. It's one of my core offerings, but it doesn't necessarily fit into one of the steps to creating a signature talk that sells. So I put it as a bonus, and you can do the same thing. Okay, so you're going to brainstorm all the steps that you take people through. Then you're going to put them in order. So you're going to start to group them together. This is very logical. This whole process is very logical, and it's meant to be that way because you want it to be streamlined both for you and for your clients when you're doing the work. So you're going to go through and try to put things in 10 or fewer groups, and for each step, choose a clear name or tag that describes what you're going to do. So, for example, the first one might be goal setting, creating clear and concise goals to grow your business. Step two might be cleansing, clearing out your pantry of all junk food. So the reason that we do this, and this is part of the beauty of creating a signature system, is the process that we're going through is a little bit tedious, but when you're done, almost any module that you create could be its own program if you do it right, right? So you're creating a title and a tagline for individual little mini programs that you can create later. They can be boot camps. They could be free, like a video series, just based on that one step of your signature system. Okay. This is the really important part, identifying the benefits, actions, and consequences of each step. Most importantly, you're going to name the specific benefits that your client will get from completing each step of your signature system. So for this step, right, that we're doing right now, when you have a signature system, the benefits are that it's streamlined, it sets you apart as a leader, it helps your clients learn better, you're being very specific, so they get better results, it makes it faster, right? So, and the consequences of not doing it are pretty much the opposite of that, that your clients don't get as good results, that it's harder for you to stay organized, you're not really establishing yourself as having created something new. So you want to get clear on each of those things. And remembering your client's problems from earlier, think carefully about the specific benefits or results or tangibles they'll get by completing each step. And then describe what happens in each step, what they will be doing. So finally, you want to describe the potential consequences from not doing this step. This is really powerful. And doing all of these things, the reason that I'm having you do this, even though it sounds kind of tedious, is it's great marketing copy. It's great marketing copy when you go to launch your system. Okay, so let's look at an example. Module one might be goal setting, the action. So this is what you're going to do in that step. You will identify and prioritize your most important and on-brand goals. So if you were doing a pantry cleaning, you would talk about what you would do. And step one is cleaning out your pantry or filling your house with healthful foods. You are going to go through your get rid of what's toxic, get rid of what's causing you to have low energy, and replace it with wonderful, delicious, high-energy foods. The benefits. You're going to have a clear direction, save time not wasted on false starts, focused energy, and time prioritization. That's for goal setting. The consequences of not goal setting, of not doing this step, it'll take you longer to reach your goals. You may not reach your goals at all. You may reach inauthentic goals, maybe not make as much money, waste time and energy. So you see that I've named it, the module. I've said what action, what you're going to be doing in that step, what the benefits of doing that step are, and what the consequences are of not doing that step. So let's start with yours, okay? For each of your steps, try to name three benefits, actions, and consequences your client will get from completing or not completing the module. So I'm going to do a little exercise with you. If you can, I want you to stand up, and we're going to just walk through. This is just an exercise for your mind and your body, so you can stand up and be creative. And we're going to just do a sample signature system together, a practice one in your mind. So think about your ideal client. Think about the program that or the process that you would take them through to get a certain result. So once you have that in your mind, I want you to think about what is the first thing you would do with that client to get that result. Think about it right now. Think about what they would be doing in that step. Now think about three benefits that would happen as a result of doing that step. Okay, now think about three consequences that might happen if they didn't implement that step. Okay, now I want you to physically take a step forward. What is the very next step that your clients would have to do in order to get the result that your system promises? What will they be doing in this step? What is the action that will happen in this step? What are the benefits that they would get from doing this step? Now, what are the consequences of not doing this step? Okay, you don't have to keep walking, but I wanted to show you that exercise because if you get stuck when you're doing this, if you're like, I'm not sure what's next, sometimes having that physicalization of walking through the process helps to put that in your mind. It helps you to really clarify what it is that you're doing. So that's a really big part of your homework, is to, first of all, brainstorm all the steps that you put down. Think about the specific result that you want your clients to go through to get the result that you're promising. Try to group like things together so that it's under 10 steps. And then you're going to put them in order. And then you're going to talk about that. You're going to give it a tagline. And then you're going to talk about the benefits, the actions, and the consequences of each step. Okay. So once you've done that, that's the main thing. Then we're going to talk about naming your signature system. And the reason that we like to do it under 10 steps is because it's nice to say 5 steps to blah, 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 7 steps to blah, 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 9 steps to blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, the odd numbers seem to be really popular. I like 6 steps too because it has both the S sounds at the beginning. But like I said, if it's a lot of steps, people tend to think it's harder. So one of the ways to think about naming your signature system is in results-based languages. And I'll give language. So I'll give you the example of close any room, right? It's a result. The result is that you're going to close the room. And then the tagline explains the benefits. Close the room. How to add thousands of dollars to your monthly income using signature talks. So it's a results-based thing. What your audience wants more than anything. And then the benefits of doing it, or maybe what the promise of it is. Another example is bikini ready by summer. 7 steps to have, you know, the booty of your dreams in 6 weeks. Whatever. I'm just pulling that out of the top of my head. But think about the result that your client wants more than anything. So who is the program for? You can draw on exactly what we just did at the beginning. Who is this for? What is the result that they will get from doing this program? And how many steps are there? Okay, and if you can make it on brand and clever and tie into some of the things that you've already worked on to be on brand that have to do with your title, that have to do with your personality, that have to do with your business and the results and your clients, then that's even more powerful and more fun. So I'm sure there are probably going to be some questions about this, and I am going to unmute the line and we can dig in. Okay. Okay, questions.
This is one of the hardest pieces for me. Just putting it out there, because I have a somewhat of a system, but because of the work I do, my client is really takes me in different directions depending on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So let me just say, this is not a coaching program. This putting together a signature system is not necessarily a coaching program. It can come with coaching components, right?
Yeah.
Like what we're doing right now, where you're learning content and then we're talking about it and I'm coaching you through it. But this is really about a program, putting a program together. So.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And it may or may not fit into your business model depending on how you structure your business model. So if you have a business model that's all one-on-one coaching, then you may not have a signature system.
okay.
Okay. But
yeah.
But if you want to do like an online program,
mm-hmm.
if you want to create an evergreen program that sells itself
right.
over and over again, that's where this comes in really handy.
Yeah, no. Okay. Good.
Or if you want a group coaching program where you teach the same thing more than once. You know, I have a friend who's a health coach as well, and she does a detox, I forget what she calls it, but it's like a 30-day detox program, and she teaches the same thing over and over and over again.
Right. And I've done that before. Like, that's true. When I've run detoxes or clean eating programs, I have a system. It's very clear, my system.
Right.
So.
Right. But they're great money makers, right?
I
and
know.
Now with,
yeah.
with the advent of webinars and things that you can just keep, you can record it and it's done. And
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to be present. If you want to present it as something that's just a product and not a coaching feature, you can just run it. And you can get passive income from it. So it's very, very powerful.
Yes, yeah.
And it does help you organize your content, and you can become known for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a coach
Heather,
that I like. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, like Marie Forleo has the B-School, right?
Right.
And there's someone I follow named Lewis Howes, and he has the School of Greatness. Well, the modules
cute.
Are the same every time they run it.
Right.
Unless they update it or something like that. But it's their system. So you don't have to recreate the wheel every time you want to launch something. You have it.
Right.
Does
right.
that help?
No, like my friend Rachel Feldman, she has systems in place like that and does a lot where she's not directly working. It is a passive income and it's...
Right. And
yeah.
it doesn't have to be
okay.
passive. It can be part of a coaching program too.
True. That's true.
But it depends on your business model.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Did that help clear it up?
Well, it takes a lot of pressure off.
Yes. I wanted to point that out because personally, I struggled with this for a very long time.
Mm.
A very long time because what would happen is people would come to me and they would go, and I had a system, I had a signature system, and they would go through the system and then I would be like, oh, now where are you going? Then they would leave
yeah.
and go do something else. And I was like, I just have my system.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to figure out, oh, your signature system is not your business model. It's a program that your business model can be based on or that you can
right.
use in your business model.
Right.
But it is a moneymaker, so that is why it's important.
No, it's a huge moneymaker. And I guess my point being is a lot of, you know, programs that I've done or am involved in with you or otherwise, there's a lot of definite tools and benefits. And I have to remember because I am, you know me, like I can be like, oh, that sounds great or that sounds great, that it's kind of a buffet. You know, I have to make sure it fits in and fits in with what I'm doing and my vision for my business. And right now, you know, like this might not be my right now having something
right.
like this. Because,
and that's totally fine.
And it's totally fine. So, yeah.
But it might be worth it for you to do the exercise of going through it. Because
yeah.
what I said is that if you do this, each module can be its own course. You
mm-hmm.
could do a whole boot camp on goal setting, right?
Right.
You could do a whole thing on name one module that you would have in your signature system.
Finding my authentic voice.
Okay. You could teach a year-long masterclass
right.
on finding your authentic voice, right? I mean, that could be a whole thing. So any one piece of what you do could be its own course.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
yep.
could take it out. The reason I love working like this is it's so streamlined. When you do your signature system, you can use that, and you're going to see when we do this, you can use that as the outline to your signature talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take any one of the modules from your signature system and do that as a talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could. So it's just a very handy thing to have in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. As you're talking, I'm sitting there going, goal setting, finding my authentic voice, creating boundaries. What's my best place? Who fuels me? You know, finding my
exactly.
superpowers. Like, those are all, now that you're saying it, I'm like, okay, let me just write down, like, the juiciness of what I like to do. And then,
yeah,
and then visualize it that way. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Any other questions? Trish, you have a question?
I do have a question because I have never done it before, and that is a webinar.
Okay.
And starting from complete scratch, and I'm so IT illiterate, how do you begin with just your webinars?
Well, so we'll cover that in another module because we'll be talking about your signature talk, right?
Okay.
But go through this process because it's going to really help you. I mean, doing this, one of the things that it does for you is it forces you to organize your thoughts.
No, I think it's brilliant, especially for me because my thoughts, and like I said, I don't like excuses and I try not to use it, but I have to give the disclaimer of, 3 years ago, I would be speaking a little differently because of the way my brain processed was different.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, 10 surgeries, it's
mm-hmm.
a little different. So
mm-hmm.
this to me is golden because it's exactly keeping me focused on what I need to say, what I need to cover, and keeping me streamlined while I'm speaking.
Right. So, and, just to point out to you too, Trish, that this is about doing sort of a teaching process. And
uh-huh.
when you're speaking, I think a lot of your speaking is inspirational and storytelling. And that's a little bit different than this. And they're both completely valid and completely worthy of doing. So I don't want you to feel like I'm suggesting that you change that part of what you're doing because I don't want you to. This is just in addition to that. And when you're doing webinars and things like that, they usually, you want to follow a process because you're trying to get people to buy something from you.
Correct. But when I, and thank you for validating that. However, I would like to, like you say, you are, you turn people into stars. If I said
mm-hmm.
that wrong, I apologize.
No.
You're a star maker.
Okay.
I want you to assist me in when I take that stage that I feel like a star. I own that stage. I command presence immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have that confidence. I've been taught that. I know it. I know when I walk in a room, people stop. Sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know I've already gained the command presence. And people are already like, okay, who's that? Who's that? What is she going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So then mm-hmm. when I take the stage, I want it to be as golden as you're saying. I don't want to let anybody down. So by you just, even this system in my mind, it gives me a process of, like you said, just an outline of speaking, whether it's inspirational, whether it's telling my story or just keeping my story in like a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we are going to go over structuring your signature talk, and I don't know if it's next week or the week after. So we are going to go over that. But doing this is really helpful. And again, it's a little bit different from the inspirational speaking. So, and I think they're both totally, like storytelling speaking and motivational speaking can also be used for selling. It's just a little bit different. This is just a little bit different format. So if you do, and I'm not saying one is better than the other, it's just different.
No,
setting this up like this and doing your signature system is laying the foundation and the outline for a talk. Because you can just, I love doing it like this because you're already going to have your points for your talk when we get there. When we get to the signature talk piece, you guys are going to be like, oh my God, this is so easy. Because we're going to have done so much of the work to get there already.
Right. I took it as a bonus, Heather. This is like totally a bonus to me.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say to you, Trish, you have your, can you remind me the program that you already have? It's not a cheat. What is it?
The AD, so Adam Dog, Mary Ocean, ADMO,
yep.
Which
yes.
is Approach, Delivery, Message, and Outcome.
Yeah, so you kind of already have something.
Mm, she does.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you put it through this filter, I think you can add more to it and use what you already have to create something that has marketing copy around it. Does that make sense? It's kind of what I was asking you the other day on the call.
You iced my cake.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. But do you know what I'm saying? The questions that I was asking you the other day on the call, who is this for? What is the result they're going to get? If you take that program that you have and put it through this filter and do the steps, I think you'll have something really great. I think it already is great. I should say, I do think what you're doing is already great. I think that this can enhance it.
Right. That's why I meant, you know, the cake's good, but the icing tastes better on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then just one other thing for both of you. I mean, I'm sure you already know this to some degree, but all of the things that you write down for the features and the benefits and the consequences are things that you could put right on a sales page or a landing page or a squeeze page for your webinar. So you're really creating copy as we go.
Right, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Exactly. Make sense?
Yeah. Now, maybe it might be too early to discuss this, or it might be not the right time to discuss this, but, and if so, just obviously tell me to pump my brake. When you do stuff like this, and I know this is one of my biggest challenges that I've talked to you about, is the whole fee.
The fee? Is that what you said? F, like Frank?
Yes, fee. Like when you charge people. So if I am having a seminar for 12 young ladies, most likely, I don't assume, I want to ask. However, usually the mom or the father is writing a check.
So you set the price, right? And it depends on who you are, what your brand is, who your audience is, what your personal sense of value is. I have gone through signature systems that I've paid $8,000 for, right? 8-week course, $8,000. I've been through signature systems that cost me, you know, I mean, in a sense, you're going through any program that you go through that's a course is a signature system. So you could go through a $197 boot camp somewhere, or you could go through a $1,900 boot camp or program. It really just depends on what it is, who your audience is, and what you think the value is.
Well, I think we probably all agree that our value is almost priceless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, you know, Heather, you doing this to me was a huge gift because it was within my budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, if I had $1,900 and that was the only way I can speak with you for an hour, I would probably have to talk to Jen on detoxing for a month. So I didn't
But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you both this, that there are coaches that charge $100 an hour to talk on the phone, and there are coaches that literally charge $10,000 an hour to talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm. There are.
It totally depends on how you hold your value. So you can look to the market to see what the market will bear, but I just want to give you a caveat that you do not know other people's money stories and their value issues. So you
That's
might
right.
be basing your pricing on someone who doesn't feel secure about their value.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And so my question then is, how do I guess what's difficult And I don't want to sound overconfident or pompous by any means, but, you know, just this last weekend when I was in L.A., I, you know, talked to several different people, and people were coming up and giving me hugs. They're like, oh, my God, your story, you're in, you just, you know, you had me in tears, your inspiration, this and that. And that is so touching to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, how do you put a money tag on that?
Well, I don't understand what the question is. You put a money tag on what? On giving a talk or going to taking someone through a program?
No. When I give a talk, and like I spoke with, you know, the Miss Rodeo, her coronation event, and it was just 10 minutes. I didn't even know I was going to be, you know, she asked me, please, you know, talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had the mic for 10 minutes, and then people were coming up after me, afterwards and saying, you know, can I get your information and this and that? And I said, absolutely. And then it's like, how do you put a price tag on something like that?
A price tag on how much will you charge? Is, I think what you're saying is, are you asking how much you should charge for your?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's what she's asking. For to speak there for 10 minutes.
Well, whether it's 10 minutes or it's an hour.
Right. So I think that's something, you know, we talked about that the other day. That's something that you have to set, you have to set your fees and ask what, you know, you ask what the budget is. What,
right.
I think a really good way to find out sort of where you fit in is, what did you pay your last speaker? What is your, you know, what is your budget for outside speakers? Ask other people who speak what they charge, you know. But then when you get a sense of that, then you set your own. And, you know, and we talked about that before, you can speak for less than you normally would if there's a specific reason that you're doing it and that there's going to be something that you get out of it, whether that is another opportunity, an important connection, or if you've already decided ahead of time that doing that talk is something that you're doing as, you know, as one of your pro bono things. I mean, I know people that who have big hearts and tend to give away too many things, what they do.
That's me.
Yes, so what they do is they determine ahead of time, I'm going to give 2 free talks this year, or I'm going to give 4 free talks this year to organizations that I care about, and the rest are going to be for pay. But you don't go into each situation and be like, oh, I feel bad for these people, I really want to, but you know why you're doing it.
Right. Okay. And maybe I'm, you know, I'm saying I'm confident going in, and then yet, you know, go to my core, maybe I'm feeling insecure of, okay, well, gosh, what if they don't want to pay that? And then I just lost a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So we're going to talk more about sales in another call, but I think that's something no problem. But do you have any other questions about signature systems?
You really said it so eloquently, and I think following the module,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate how you say the module. I think some of the key points I got out of this, and which really helped me out a lot, is because, like you've even validated, I have so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have these different modules, it gives other people, if they see the different modules I can speak on, it gives them an idea of different things that may be best for their presentation if they wanted me to come speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just a really good organizing tool.
And I need that for sure.
We all need that, but I hope this is helpful. So, Jen, do you have any other questions?
This is going to be an interesting activity for me. I'm excited to do it.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good.
I just want to go over one thing. So it's the goal of your audience.
Yeah.
Right. Then the actions that your audience is going to take.
So the goal was just the name of the example module, so yours could be something different.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever the name of the module is, right? So this module that we're doing in this moment right now is how to create your signature system.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do in that module is the action. You're going to learn how to organize your content, how to name it, how to create marketing copy around it so that you can use it later, right? So that's what we're doing. That's the action. And then the benefits, you know, we talked about the benefits and the consequences.
Right. Okay.
Benefits. Okay.
And consequences are positive and negative.
No. Benefits are positive. Consequences are negative. So benefits...
Yep.
No problem. So benefits is, you know, you're going to save time. You're going to become known as an industry leader. You're going to have a tool for passive income. Consequences are you're going to, you know, be all over the place. You won't be able to keep your thoughts as organized. You know, you're not going to be known as a leader. You're blah, 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 all that stuff.
Okay. So when I give inspirational talks, this is where I will have to... kind of play around and be a little more creative.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're going to, if it's purely inspirational, that you
right.
might not use this.
Right.
But this is to make a product, right? This is to create a program that you can sell.
Right.
So if you're giving an inspirational talk and you want to enroll people in a program about how to live a full throttle life, you might create a program. And so when you give your talks at the end, you might have a program that you take people through that you're selling from the stage. You don't have to do that. That might not be appropriate for everything that you talk to, every group that you talk to, but if you were, that's how this would come in.
Well, I think that is what's going to bring in the income as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you probably can do it both ways, Trish, because you're probably going to be keynote speaking and make money that way as well.
Yeah,
so you'll have both.
That's what I was thinking. She would have
mm-hmm.
both.
Okay, you know what? You just made you just made a great statement. A keynote speaker. How
mm-hmm.
do you define that?
Well, it's the main, you know, it's like the headliner in
the
show that you're going in and you're giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because
so
somebody
I think...
else told me something different, and I thought, oh, gosh. You know, because
yeah.
like on my, you know, signature, just like on my emails, it's inspirational public speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have keynote speaker. And somebody I was, another business professional I was talking to, they said, no, you don't put keynote speaker. And I thought, oh.
I don't
so
think
I
there's anything wrong with that. Right.
Okay.
I mean,
you
know,
a keynote speaker implies that you were a keynote speaker. So you might get, like when you're go to this conference this weekend, they might
mm-hmm.
have people on the main stage, and then they might have breakout sessions with other
That's
speakers.
That's exactly what they're going to do. That's
well,
exactly
okay, so the person on the main stage is the keynote speaker, and the other people are speakers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a good thing to be a keynote speaker. But
okay.
but at the end of the day, it's not that big a deal either way, right? I mean, if you say you're an inspirational speaker, sometimes you're going to be the keynote and sometimes you aren't. I mean, it doesn't matter. But saying that you're keynote
privileged
shows that you're the leader.
Right. I'm privileged just to be speaking at this point.
No, 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 no. Mm-mm. They're privileged to have you. Turn it around, sister.
Right. You're absolutely right. They are privileged to have me, and I'm privileged to be there.
Okay.
I'm honored to be there.
Awesome. Okay, ladies, if there aren't any other questions, then we will end for today. And then the next time that we're going to be talking is a week from Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
Today. So we don't talk tomorrow? Did I miss something?
What's today? Is today Wednesday? Oh, no, we are talking tomorrow. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm so out of it. I forgot to pick up my daughter yesterday. I've been so out of it this week. I don't know why.
Heather,
I thought we spoke Monday.
Heather,
wait.
You just validated how normal you are.
she called me from the music school, Mommy, where are you? And I'm like, I'm at home. Where are you?
That's right.
I thought she was
I'm
up
working.
In her room. So there you go.
Oh, Lord.
We spoke Monday. We did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, didn't we?
Today is
no.
the
Today's
9th.
Wednesday.
Yes,
we did.
So today, that's right. Today's the last day of this week. We did Position Yourself as a High Value Expert, Craft Your Brand Manifesto, and Your Profitable Signature System.
Right.
Did I miss Monday?
Yes.
Yes.
I did?
Yes, because I'm going out of town, and I think that's why I did it that way. So we will talk again. What day of the week is it today?
So today's Wednesday.
I'm sorry. I'm so
today's
out of
Wednesday.
It.
Okay, so today's Wednesday, so I missed Monday's class.
It's online.
Okay. You know what? That could totally be my fault, and I apologize if it is. I'm switching the schedule around has kind of – it's not my forte, let me put it that way.
Well, it's really rude of me is that I didn't even say anything.
Well, all the recordings are there. And I'm going to put up yesterday's and today's today. So you'll have all
okay.
six. All the templates are there. Everything is there. And we are not meeting next week. I will be out of town. The next time we will talk will be on the 22nd.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to speak. Is that correct?
Am I going to speak? Yes, I'm going to Miami to speak.
Have a great time.
I would love to be there today.
Well, you will be someday, I'm sure. Okay, I apologize so much for the confusion, but I hope that you're still getting value out of what we're talking about.
It's great, and I apologize for being so disrespectful on missing Monday.
I'm a little bit panicked that maybe I had the dates wrong, but
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know where the piece of
Well, Jen, you were there, so
that's why I feel I'm so sorry I disrespected you.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize because I think that I will get all of the things will be up there. If it's my fault, I apologize, but the information will be in the class recordings.
Okay. Well, have a safe trip, Heather, and
have a safe trip, Heather.
Thank you, and I will talk to you ladies in a week.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.